The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ed Funston of KILR Radio Nesterville and Paige Godden of the Guthrie County Times. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Hi, well, thank you for giving us this time, Senator. It's been about a week since Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed in the Supreme Court. I wonder if you could tell us what you think the lasting impact of those hearings were and the last-minute allegations and how all that was handled.
Well, the point it proves is that after a month and 4 days of hearings before we had Dr. Ford before the committee, those first 4 days was to test whether or not he could be beaten based upon his judicial philosophy and his positions on cases that might come before the court. And nothing stuck. They weren't going to keep him off the Supreme Court that way. So then they started all these personal attacks, and a lot of times you'd think that they might work, but there were no corroboration with a lot of the allegations, and so none of it stuck, even after a second FBI investigation, which was really the seventh FBI look at Kavanaugh. We proved him 50-48, and rightly so, because if you look at his 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and his academic background, he is a judge's judge. In other words, he knows that judges are supposed to make their decisions based on the facts of the case and the law, leave their own personal views out. They're supposed to read a law, Congress passes it, like what the law says, not what they think it should be, and interpret the Constitution according to the intent of the writers and not as the judge thinks it ought to be interpreted. So that's his qualification, and that's why he's on the court today.
Okay, Paige. Senator, first of all, thank you for doing this. I know you've had a bit of a busy time lately. But I guess my follow-up question to that is, do you think the Supreme Court nominating process has become more of a partisan issue throughout your years on the Supreme Court, or do you think maybe it's the media sort of making a spectacle out of this?
No, I think it's become more political, and it shouldn't. And I'll give you a little bit of history. Between 1789 and about 2002, there weren't filibusters much for sure against Supreme Court nominees. And then in 2002, then when Democrats ran the Senate for a year and a half in the first part of George W. Bush's campaign, they decided, instead of looking at just as a judge's temperament and his capabilities, they started judging people on their ideology. And so we started having filibusters on judges, and that went through the George Bush administration. So obviously it didn't change when Republicans were in the minority in the Obama administration, and it carries over till today. So it's kind of a recent thing that politics has become so involved, and it's sad that it has. Some people might tell you it'd go back to 1986 when Bork was up, or again when Thomas was up, but at least Thomas had a lot of bipartisan support. And if he had been filibustered when it took 60 votes, he wouldn't be on the court today. So you can see how things have changed. And then they changed back for the better with Breyer and Ginsburg. They were almost unanimously approved by the Congress. And then, like I said, starting about 2002, they got bad.
Senator, what action, if any, should the U.S. take if it's found that Saudi Arabia is responsible for the murder of the journalists that disappeared in Turkey?
Well, I think if the president doesn't take, first of all, I suppose, like the president said today, he talked to the Saudi king, and they discount any knowledge about it. And I'm not sure I would believe them, considering it happened in their embassy. But anyway, let's suppose the president talked to him, and all it tells you is we better wait till we get the facts. But if the facts show that the government of Saudi Arabia was involved in it, and the president doesn't take strong action, I believe the Congress will and should.
Let's talk about the midterm elections really quick. The Des Moines Register made their endorsement over the weekend, and they endorsed all four Democrats running for Congress. Are you worried about that blue wave hitting rural Iowa at all, or what are some of your predictions?
Well, Iowa is always a state that is touch and go for Congress because we do reapportionment by computer so that we've got more evenly divided districts. Now, I know northwest Iowa, where you are, tends to be very Republican, and southeast Iowa tends to be very Democrat, but the other two districts are pretty even, Stephen, and I wouldn't be surprised if you couldn't elect the right Republican for southeast Iowa, and you might be able to elect the right Democrat from northwest Iowa. I don't think it'll happen this year, but it could happen because we do it by computer, where a lot of states just make safe Democrat districts and safe Republican districts. So the endorsement by the Des Moines Register is not a surprise. There's been other times that they endorse all Democrats, and so consequently, I'm not surprised about that, and I don't think it'll make a big difference.
Do you think Republicans will maintain or expand their majority that they have right now in the U.S. Senate?
At least keep control, but I think there's a possibility of one or two expansion. And I think that it's still possible to control the House of Representatives, but by a more narrow margin.
Senator, can you give us an update on the status of the negotiations for the farm bill, if something's going to get done before the end of the year?
Right now, they're at a standstill. I think there's still a possibility to get them done before Christmas. If we don't get them done before Christmas, we'll have a one-year extension of the existing Farm Bill 2014 for the crop year 2019. And I think the one thing holding it up is the work requirement for food stamps in the House of Representatives. I think it's good policy, but we can't do that in the United States Senate. We'll never get 60 votes to do that. So unless the House backs down, we won't have a five-year farm bill this year.
Senator, I know that you've recently confronted Google Plus about how they've allowed third-party developers to access information from users. And I was wondering, how can you prevent this from happening in the future? Do you have to keep calling out companies as things like this happen, or is there a fix to this, or what are you working on?
Well, there's some laws that apply. Right now, I'm involved with Google and writing a letter to the Federal Trade Commission for the Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether Google's doing all it can to protect the privacy of people. And I think the best way to do it would be for these platforms to accept the responsibility that they've got to protect the privacy of individuals. And if they don't, they're inviting legislation. So it's kind of up to them. But we're going to be ready to move in the Congress if they don't meet their professional responsibilities to their customers.
Thank you, Ed and Paige, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.